As you design your training, understand that people prefer to learn in different ways. Some may prefer to learn the big picture of the system and be fully immersed in all of the features and functions of the system at once, while others may only want to receive training a little at a time, targeting only those functions that they will immediately need in their job. This is known as just-in-time training. The just-in-time training is often much easier to implement as an online, self-paced training option, whereas a classroom-based, instructor-led course tends to be more all-encompassing. Some will prefer to complete the training at their own pace, while others will want to be guided by an instructor. Instruction to a group can be very efficient and cost-effective. However, smaller group and one-on-one training may be needed to deliver a focused curriculum, particularly if the use of a given system will vary greatly depending on a person's role in the organization. Your training should accommodate a variety of different schedules, and training time should be carefully factored into the existing workload of your staff. You may want to include in your project budget funds to cover staff time spent on training outside of their normal working hours. You should carefully consider who best to deliver the training. It will, of course, be an advantage to have someone who you know is a champion of the new system develop or lead the training than it would be to have someone who has no enthusiasm for the system, or worse yet, is hostile to any change. You should also carefully consider whether to have someone within the organization or outside the organization deliver the training. Having an internal user deliver training may afford you the opportunity to utilize someone who is well-trusted and well-respected, which will help ease adoption of the new system.